What's up, everyone? It's your girl, Lady T, and welcome to another segment of the Lady T Sex Talk podcast. And I would like to start off by introducing a new segment to my platform, and it's called Community News. And from here on out, I will be bringing community news to my subscribers and everyone in the community, because important information is vital information. So please keep your ears peeled. Keep your ears peeled, and I will be bringing you lots of vital information about community happenings and news that's happening in our community. So please keep your ears peeled to the Lady T's Let's Talk podcast. And if you enjoy this segment, please do not forget to hit the like, share, and subscribe button. Now, hopefully you have got the memo that voting season is here, y'all. Please vote if you haven't done so already. Vote. You won't be able to do so if you are not registered, so please register to vote. If you need more information on how to go about registering and more information on voting, please visit these two websites, vote.org or vote411.org. Yeah. So now, welcome one and welcome all. So I want to get off into this. Now, I mentioned voting. It's very important that we vote, because why? African Americans who came before us, who attempted to vote, were threatened, physically assaulted, or they were threatened with losing their jobs. Our African American family that came before us worked hard, and they fought blood, sweat, and tears. Some even lost their lives because they fought for us to be able to get out and be heard, and we can have political power. So please, it's very important that us as a community, especially African Americans, get out and vote. Now, I want to bring you guys some community news, because this is what this segment is about. Now, the first one is basically here in Indiana, and I want to start off because I'm in the Indiana state, and I'm going to start off by saying that you can now qualify, and these are for homeowners, you can now qualify for solar at little or no cost for your home. You know, the program is meant to increase green energy initiatives over the next few years. So, which means that if your power bill is a whopping $257, this program can slash the cost of your bill down to $13 a month. Could you believe that? $13 a month power bill. Wow. Yes, that's what's up. A power company that are, let's see, the power companies are in, okay, so that's what it's basically saying. Excuse me. The power companies are enraged about this program. But don't let that anger discourage you. Jump on this real quick and get those energy costs cut down so that you guys can enjoy a lower bill than what, you know, you normally pay. You know, that's important. So if you want to find out more about how to go about getting information about this solar bill, solar program, you can visit /myenergybill.com. This program is meant to help Indiana reach its green energy targets, like I said, over the next few years. So visit that website. I'll leave the link below. And please feel free to leave comments if you find that this information is vital to you and it benefited you in some type of way. Please leave me a message. I would like to know, because I'd like to know that the message is reaching someone that can benefit from it. So, moving on. Now, parents, if you're looking for that much needed cool down this summer, you may want to visit the Indianapolis parks. They're pretty much all of them are going to be open for the summer. So if you need that cool down to release us from this drastic temperature that we've been experiencing here for the last several days, you may want to visit some of these parks, the swimming pools, and I will name a few. I'll start off with Washington Community Pool, which is at 2215 West Washington Street. Then you have Rodas Park Pool, which is at 1720 West Wilkins Street. Then you have Granite Aquatic Center, 605 South High School Road. And last but not least, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Pool at 1701 Broadway Street. Get out and you'll have fun for the whole entire family. And catch some much needed cool down, because man, it's been awfully hot these last several days. I don't know how much more I can stand it, but hey, I'm getting by. Now, I found another interesting community news, because these gas prices have reached a record high here in Indiana and elsewhere in other states. I don't know how much it's affecting other parts of the nation, but here in the United States, yes, these prices have reached a record high. Central Indiana police agencies are taking more reports over the phone to save on gas. Could you believe that? Because these prices are so stifling, we all are hurting from these prices, even the police department. So now they feel like, hey, we'd rather just take the reports instead of just getting in a cruiser and driving to the location. We'll take that report over the phone. So I found that to be interesting. Indigo Transportation Services want the community to know that they can definitely rely on Indigo bus service to help with the cost of gas, to get you from point A to point B. That's their motto, and they encourage riders to take advantage of the bus instead of putting gas in your car. It's cheaper. It's $1.75 per trip. So hey, why not ride Indigo, y'all? You know, it's been extremely hot, like I said. And I mean, I don't know, like I said, I don't know why it's this hot, but it is hot. It's very humid. So I think the humidity is really what's really affecting us, rather than just being hot. The humidity is like putting a blanket over you. I mean, it's horrible. Now, I can take the temperature, but the humidity I cannot take. Now, it could be hot. If it was a little breeze, I could do that. But that humidity is kicking my ass tremendously. We've reached temperatures up into the hundreds here lately. So, now, here's a few tips on identifying heat-related illnesses in both people and pets. Because these temperatures can be extremely dangerous for both us and our pets. Now, the CDC have warned us to take certain precautions when trying to battle these drastic heat temperatures. So, they want to keep in mind and let the public know that your body temperature may rise faster than it can actually cool down, which can cause damage to vital organs. So, here are some common signs to heat-related illnesses. Heat stroke. You may experience headaches, confusion, fast, strong pulse, and you may even pass out. Heat exhaustion. You may experience muscle cramps, dizziness, cold, pale, and clammy skin. Heat cramps. Now, this is the first. Now, I never knew there was a such thing as heat cramps, but there is. Heat cramps, you may experience heavy sweating during intense exercise and muscle pain. And last but not least, sunburn. Painful, red, and warm skin. Blistering on your skin. Well, blisters on your skin. Yikes. Now, you can help these heat-related illnesses and hopefully prevent them by doing a few things. Now, one, please stay safe. That's the main one. Now, number two, you may want to stay hydrated. Wear light clothing. Wear light-colored clothing because darker clothes tend to hold more heat. Stay inside if you need to and keep the blinds closed if you can. Please, and this is very important, check your cars, because we know that a locked car, especially in this heat, can be very dangerous to both people and pets. And definitely don't forget to take your little ones out. That's the number one thing. And lastly, plan your activities during a cooler part of the day. I know trimming those hedges may look, hey, I need to get out there and trim that tree. Please don't do it. It may look enticing, but nah, you don't want to do that. You know, wait until it's cooler, and then you may want to step out and probably go out and trim your hedges. If not, leave that plant where it is, and when it gets cooler, then hey, you can go tackle that. Now, only if you need to go outside. I know we all have to work, but you know, you may want to just rethink that. If you don't need to go, please do not go. And I put that in all caps, and I will repeat it again. Stay hydrated throughout the day. Hydration is very, very important. Now, so with that being said, I want to say that this podcast is about getting vital information to our community. This community is your community, and both equals our community. I'm very happy that I can bring this vital information to our community, you know, and I've learned to adapt a motto. Each one reach one, each one teach one until all are taught, to spread knowledge for the betterment of your community. And that's what it's all about on this platform. I love doing this. I tell you, I really do. And I love you. And thank you guys once again for tuning in to the Lady T's Let's Talk podcast. And until then, I will say this. I will be posting more community news videos. So stay tuned to the Lady T's Let's Talk podcast. And do not forget to like, share, and subscribe to my channel. And until next time, ciao.